today they're taking you around on some tours. Are you getting to know the White River National Forest a little better?
Yeah, well, today's my third day, and I was able to get out up to Aspen and get on the slopes, actually, and look at some communication sites. I was really impressed by that collaboration with the county as well as the state and the ski hill and the national forest. So the collaboration and looking towards serving the public was really impressive.
What is the balance of roles there in between private corporations and then our national forest?
Well, I see the national forest has obviously committed years and years ago to have the ski industry here on the public lands, and we're facilitating that, and that's not a one organization job, obviously. It's a partnership that requires a lot of good, not only cooperation, but collaboration. So I see that. That's quite evident in what I saw just today.
It's notable that you are fluent in Spanish and that we have a large Hispanic population here, too. How do you see that working to your advantage?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that opportunity. Wherever I've been, I've reached out to the Hispanic community and trying to make it pertinent to everybody to be as inclusive as possible. So I have lived in Latin America for 10 years, starting off with Peace Corps. That kind of wet my palate. And then I was assigned for an additional 8 years in Honduras, Guatemala, and the Dominican Republic. So it's the Hispanic cultures are very familiar to me.
Mike, is there anything else you'd like to add about your new position or the White River National Forest?
Well, I'm just excited to be here. You know, the approach the philosophy that I have is just to make the management of the National Forest pertinent to the public that we serve, and not only the public that's here right now, but for future generations. You know, that it's important because this is a long-term commitment that our country has made for public lands. And I think it's important just for us to listen to the public and be inclusive in our participation. So that's my hope and that's my intent.